from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Football coverage on KFH presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I joked about a touchdown pass to Rashee Rice at training camp. More notably, I think today, it sounds like, Tommy, that Wanya Morris is taking all the first team reps at practice. And I would imagine that that is of significance, because they are going to have to come up with some sorting of things. And look, if he's looked better in practice and they're rotating guys out and he's looked the best, he needs to be the starter no matter what else is out there. If he's the player playing the best at the position, he needs to just be the starter at the position.
The question then just becomes, if he's the best at the position between the two, that's one thing. But is it the best that, you know, he needs to be to protect Patrick Mahomes? And is it the best of what they have available, or is it actually, you know, the best that, you know, and effective? Will he be an effective left tackle? And I know that, you know, they had high hopes for Wanya Morris, and I'm sure they still do, and that's probably why he's getting all the first team reps. I'm not doubting him, but that is an extremely essential position, as we all know. And it's been the position that's had the most turnaround. It's the position that has had the most turnover. And so they've got to try to find a way to solidify that. My hope, my sincere and genuine hope, is that whether it is Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suamataya, that one of them sticks, that they become the long-term answer and they are effective at left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. And this doesn't become, or continue at least, to be the constant conversation year in and year out about what they need to do to fix left tackle. So if it becomes Wanya Morris, that's fantastic. That's my only question, though, is if he's getting all the first team reps and if he's the starter, is it that he's the best out of the two, or is he actually an effective left tackle? That's the only thing I wonder.
I don't think he's had a fair shake. He's a third-round pick. Last year was his first year in the league. They obviously had high expectations for him, or they wouldn't have taken him in the third round. I think there's absolutely a world where Morris and Suamataya, who they took in the second round this year, become your tackles, and Jawan Taylor moves out. There's totally a world where Wanya Morris is your left tackle. They spent high draft capital on a player like him. I mean, a third-round pick. It's not all that different than Kingsley Suamataya. So, that is a part of the draft. They've been good at finding these guys. I think there is certainly a scenario where he elevates his game into that starter's role, and it's for a good reason, right? Because he's become a better player in the offseason. He's a second-year player. I don't know that we've given enough credit to that, because we saw Donovan Smith and we saw Jawan Taylor, and neither of those guys. But Wanya Morris was a young player that could elevate himself into that position for sure. So could Suamataya. And guess what? If that bumps Jawan Taylor on the right side, the Chiefs have have accomplished their goal, I think, long-term by finding the two tackles in back-to-back drafts. That's what we'll see. But if Morris is earning the spot because he's playing well, heck yeah. I think that's one of the best things that could happen for the Chiefs this offseason, quite frankly. All right, let's look at the Royals tonight. They play at 7 o'clock, looking for their fifth straight win. Bobby Witt Jr. looks to continue his streak. There may be a little animosity in there. The Royals on the money line right now, Tommy, are minus 115. They are actually not favored tonight. The Diamond, this according to ESPN Bet, the Royals are not favored tonight. The Diamondbacks are behind Jordan Montgomery. So I think that's pretty interesting. You can get, minus 115 there. Well, I guess they would be slight favorites. Let me take that back. They're slight favorites. It's almost perfectly even. Is this another game where you take the run line and try to get some plus money on that? I think it certainly could be the way they're playing. I think that's absolutely a place to look is to the Royals run line. If you did that right now, you'd get them at plus 170 if they win by two runs. That sounds pretty good to me.
I mean, I think the line is where it is, not only because of Jordan Montgomery, but also because you don't always know what you're going to get from Alec Marsh. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, he could, spin a gym or he could get blown up. It's kind of one extreme or the other, typically, from what we see from Alec Marsh. And so you wonder, will it be the good Alec Marsh or will it be the bad Alec Marsh? He pitched a pretty good game the last start that he had, but that was all the way back on July 10th. As we've talked about before, we haven't seen Alec Marsh start a game since then. He came out of the bullpen, right after the All-Star break briefly, but we haven't seen him start since, I think it was that doubleheader, one of the games in the doubleheader against the Cardinals back on July 10th. He went six innings in that game. He did give up three runs on three hits, but he had eight strikeouts, and the Royals won that game on the road against the Cardinals. So I don't know. I mean, I think that, you have to wonder, will there be any kind of, rust that he has to shake off? I know they gave him an inning in relief over the weekend on Friday, but will there be any kind of rust? It's been a couple of weeks since he started a game, so I do wonder about that.
All right, so here's one for you, and I may do this one for fun because I like that run line. And it really is like, do you think Bobby Witt Jr.'s streak continues tonight? You can get right now total bases, Bobby Witt Jr. over 2.5 total bases, and the Royals -1.5. You put those together, and on ESPN Bet, you get to +395. +395, almost 4-1, basically. 4-1 for Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals to both continue this together. I might have some fun with that on a small number tonight. That's kind of where I'm at. It really is like, do you want to miss out on the opportunity here to strike while the iron's hot? And there was a portion of this season when the Royals got hot earlier in the year, they made a lot of money. They made me a lot of money because you just kept going back to the well until they, while they're on this heater, they beat people. They beat people badly. The players get hot. So that's something to think about. Is that bet there with the Royals tonight? So there's that for you. When we look at it, with Marsh, the offense just be ready to bail him out. I mean, is that kind of how we're, maybe you get a gym, maybe you don't, but sometimes pitchers get great offensive performances consistently. So that's kind of how I look at him now. You'd like to see the Royals offense just give him a little run, and probably they'll need to lean into the bullpen a little bit more than they have through some of these starts out of the All-Star break.
Well, and the offense has, come out hot since the All-Star break. Of course, 10 runs last night against the Diamondbacks, and then, the way that they hit against the White Sox over the weekend, the offense is coming alive. Jordan Montgomery, though, will be the best pitcher that the Royals have faced since the All-Star break. So, do we expect another 10 runs coming from the Royals in tonight's game? Probably not. Probably not. But I do think that that's going to have to be the way that the Royals get the win tonight, is that I don't think you can expect a gem from Alec Marsh. If you get it, that's a bonus. I think it's going to have to be the offense coming out early, getting some run support. And then, if you can then lean on the bullpen, because I think that Alec Marsh, if you can get five or six innings out of him where he gives up two or three runs, that's about, I think typically what you can expect from him, or what you should expect from him, if it's better than that, outstanding, it's a bonus. But five or six innings, two or three, maybe four runs from Alec Marsh, the offense should do more than that, and then lean on the bullpen to have, you know, a solid back half of the game. And I think that's going to be a good recipe for success.
Yeah, I do too. I think it'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. And I think that they're going to continue the win streak tonight, even with Marsh. And then if they do, then your eyes get big if you're a Royals fan. All right, if you make it through and you get the Marsh win, then you rotate back through the rest of that, and this thing really could pile up. But we'll see. You'll hear the game tonight at 7 o'clock right here on KFH. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back, put a bow on this thing. Don't go away. Sports Daily returns next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.